Time to bring in Mike Kosse and time for us to get a check on sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm sick again.
Well, you know what? You got to stop burning the candle at all ends.
Yeah, sure. I got to stop having parents send kids to school that are sick because they don't want to babysit with them.
That's right. All right, we start off sports with a sad note. Don Newcomb, 92 age, has passed away.
Yeah, 92 is good though.
Yeah, for those of you folks who don't know, a former Dodger great. And matter of fact, I'll strip the word Dodger, just a baseball great.
No, he didn't play for anybody else. He's a Dodger great.
Yeah, but I'm like, you don't have to say Dodger. He was one of the best in baseball.
Well, when Mickey Mantle croaked, did you say he was a baseball great or a Yankee great?
I would say he was
Dodger great. There's no denying that. He is what he is. He's a great Dodger that was a tremendous baseball player.
All right, now on to current topics. Manny Machado got his $300 million over 10 years.
From the Padres. What's that tell you?
It tells me that the Padres have enough money left. They can also sign what's his name?
Tells me nobody wants him. That's what it tells me. Mm-hmm. This was the only offer he's got. When was the last time that the San Diego Padres were relevant?
When they played the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah, over 20 years ago. Since then, where have they been? He's got a 3-year walk clause in his contract. In 4 years, he'll be on another team. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, so where do you think Bryce Harper's going to wind up?
Probably the White Sox because nobody else wants him.
Right.
The guy hit .249 last year. Machado and Harper are bona fide dogs. They play when they feel like it. Why would you give somebody like that $30 million a year? The Padres were dumb enough to do it, and probably the White Sox are dumb enough to do it. Nobody else is going to do it.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports now?
Oh, I got a couple more things. That football league that you were promoting a couple weeks ago, that's the AAF, correct?
Yeah.
Well, they're dead. They barely met payroll this past week, and they probably won't be able to meet payroll this coming week. So the queen is dead. Long live the queen.
I bet you that CBS and all the other people pony up the money to make it work.
Nah. When somebody's on life support, sometimes you have to pull the plug. And after 2 weeks, this is already on life support. The plug's going to get pulled. Was it on TV this weekend?
Yeah, it's always. Yeah, that's why it's going. I think it's going to go because CBS has it scheduled in for the next 8 weeks. So
they'll show replays of the Heidi game or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe, by bringing to my next story, they'll show Tony Romo playing golf.
Yeah, well, he was in a pro tournament and finished in the top 25 a couple of weeks ago, so why not?
There you go. So an NFL quarterback, ex-NFL quarterback, finished in the top 25 in a professional golf tournament.
That's because he is a minus. Listen to this. See, Mike, you don't know anything about golf, so you can't talk about it. He is, you don't know anything about it. It would be like me trying to talk about horse racing. I don't know about it. He is somebody who has played golf his whole life, and he's been an excellent golfer his whole life. He is a subpar golfer. He went through the playing to get into being able to be invited to tournaments. He didn't just get handed it. He actually had to go through the whole nine yards. He is an excellent golfer. Is he a great golfer? No. But believe you me, he is an excellent golfer. That's all I'll say to you. You really don't know. You criticize golf and you really don't know it. I know you don't like it as a sport, but
it's not a sport. It's a hobby.
Okay. I like to have a hobby that pays like that. But you really don't know about that. I really have to call you on that because
I would love to see an ex-NFL quarterback become the best golfer on the tour. To me, that would just be a joke. No matter how good he was, because he's an ex-NFL quarterback that is now a pro golfer. How many other ex-NFL quarterbacks were viable golfers? I can't think of any. But if one guy can make the transition, He's my favorite golfer.
All right.
What else? Go, Tony, go.
That's right.
And you know what? If somebody was probably in the background chanting or clapping their hands, I don't think he'd have a problem hitting that little white ball sitting in front of him.
By the way, if the AAF already has a $250 million bailout. So.
Well, they barely met payroll last week. That's all I know. Barely met payroll.
Well, it's getting 3 million viewers a week on TV. 3 million viewers a week.
Well, maybe they need to move to pay-per-view so this way they can pay their bills. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is it won't be on my TV set. It'll be right up there with golf.
All right.
But I will watch car racing again because I like those crashes.
Yeah.
What so other reason is there to watch it?
Yeah.
Nobody gets hurt.
You don't watch a sport so somebody gets hurt.
I didn't watch it because somebody get hurt. I wanted to see the crashes, and there were some nice ones. It was good.
All right.
Nobody gets hurt. Those guys are mummified in their cars.
They still get hurt. You can't say that. All right. What else do you want to criticize this morning?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
Hey, I speak the truth.
Sometimes.
Like he said in the movie, can't handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't.
In my humble opinion, it is the truth.
Okay, there we go. I can accept that. I can accept that as a broadcaster. In my humble opinion.
That's right.
All right.
I mean, how many golfers can play NFL quarterback? How many golfers can hit a fastball? But how many baseball players can hit a golf ball?
Well, how many NFL quarterbacks can do the rings like they have in the Olympics?
What rings?
See, you don't even know what the rings are. That's where
another non-viable sport, gymnastics.
Oh, gosh.
That's another silver spoon sport.
You are incorrigible.
Silver spoons.
You are incorrigible.
Silver spoons.
All right.
The privileged.
See if you can dig up some horse racing to talk about.
Nah, tomorrow. Well, Kentucky won last night. Tennessee won last night. North Carolina plays Duke tonight. And I'll have my North Carolina hat and my voodoo doll for the Duke Blue Devils.
All right. And study up on golf, will you?
Nah, I got better things to do, like pick my toenails or something.
Okay, goodbye.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey. And check on sports, I think, this morning.